Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Demetrius. My name is Christy. I'm calling from Suzanne Federal Credit Union. I have a member by the name of Marsha Ricketts in my office, and she got a charge from you guys for $59.89. Can you tell us what kind of service you provide? She's just not sure what it is.
Okay. I do have to pull up the account so I can see what she has, because we're a third party. We handle customer support for a variety of online vendors.
Oh, okay.
But do you have to see what
I don't
she
need...
has?
Go okay, because she doesn't know what it is.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Can you provide me with the zip code, please?
Yeah, let me get that. Her zip code is 51103.
And
so
the
he
name,
said
please.
they're a third party. Her name is Marsha Ricketts.
Marsha Ricketts, thank you.
He says that they're a third party for a variety of things. So we're trying to figure out what it is, okay?
Okay. Do you see that
He's
name
not
here?
Sure.
And can I get the... Can you verify the shipping address for me, please?
1511 West 17th Street, Sioux City, Iowa.
Thank you. All right, I do see here, this is for our Bites Hub. It's a meal planner contest entry. Does she remember entering for a chance to win, like, an iPhone, iPad, or Dyson vacuum cleaner?
Did you enter to win, like, an iPhone, iPad, or some kind of, you said a carpet cleaner?
A vacuum cleaner or
vacuum
a blender.
Cleaner or a blender. It's for, what is it?
It's like entering for a chance.
Okay, so you did something.
It's supposed to be since zero for the product. You may pay $2 just for shipping in and the thing, and that was it.
Okay, so I think that was probably just the you had to cancel. You didn't want it.
But I didn't finish filling it in out because I read the term and I included that in that out.
Okay, she said that she. She said that she did fill out a form. It was supposed to be $2 something for shipping, but she didn't submit the form.
When I read the terms, that backed out.
Okay. She said she backed out after she read the terms.
Okay.
Can she get a refund? Or, because, you know, we thought it was fraud. That's why we said I told her I'll call in and help her to figure out what it was.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, we'll issue a refund for
her. Okay.
Goes back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days. Okay, is there like a confirmation number, Demetrius?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to get sent to the email address of
okay.
RicketsMarsha710@yahoo.com.
Okay, that'd be perfect. That's her email.
Alrighty. Is there
He's
anything
gonna,
else I can do for you?
Let me ask if she has any other questions. Marsha, he's going to go ahead and file a refund for you. It takes 3 to 5 business days. They will send you the confirmation email at the RicketMarsha710@yahoo.com. Do you have any questions for him? Okay, she said thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.